Well, hello.
It's Bestie B.
Here to tell you everything a best friend should because I love you.
Wow. Today, we're talking about depression, something I am very familiar with. I don't want this to be like a heavy episode, but I'm going to talk a lot about my personal experience. So trigger warning, it could get a little dark in here. I know that depression is not a rare occurrence, especially today. There are some pretty awful things happening. There's just a lot going on in the world. It feels heavy within our personal lives. We're not being given the tools to cope. Hope, like normal humans, society is shifting. I could go on and on and on about all the reasons why it makes sense that you probably don't feel your absolute best right now. And if you do, this video can still help you or perhaps someone that you know. I feel very confident about what I'm about to tell you in regards to depression is probably something you have not heard. And I have been a little nervous to go into this. And so I want to preface this video by saying this is my interpretation of depression. You do not have to agree with it. I don't think it's an encompassing truth. I just want to share this with you because it might help somebody. But yeah, it's going to get weird. But you guys know my 2023 was just a character development year. That's what I call it because man, did I develop whether I wanted to or not. And it's honestly all my fault. Last year, I just felt like stuck. I felt heavy. I felt like I was hitting a wall in my life, in my career, in so many things. I didn't understand it. And I got to a point where I was just like so desperate. I was like, I'm open and receptive to how the universe wants to bless me. Because I had seen someone talk about this prayer, this affirmation, however you would like to word it, in that it opens up the possibilities to how you can truly be blessed beyond your belief if you let go of the control and if you let go of how you think it should go. In the midst of all this depression, anxiety, everything I was feeling in 2023, I can tell you right now, I did not see it as a treat. I did not see it as something nice happening to me. I didn't see it as a gift. But I will say, after I said that, things got very, very real for me. If you ever want to say that and you mean it with every fiber of your body, be ready for the smoke because sometimes what you want to come to you will have to come to you in a really wicked, weird way. And then you're going to realize why it had to happen that way, like way down the road. Okay, so that's what we're getting into today. Now, depression can occur for very many reasons. And I want to note that this idea that I have of depression doesn't cover all bases. No, it does not. But I think for some of you, it can help you, okay? I'm gonna start out with a very interesting point that I don't see depression as the villain. I no longer see it that way. In fact, I am so thankful for 2023 in every single event that occurred in my life. Every single one. Yes, I mean that with every part of me. It was necessary. Didn't see it at the time. And now I'm like, holy shit, if it didn't happen, I would not have known XYZ, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But here's the thing. Looking back now that I have come out of the other side of depression, I see depression as an indicator that I was out of alignment. It is one of the loudest signs and symptoms that something isn't on track, you aren't on track with something, and there need to be some adjustments in some area of your life. It might be that you are mentally out of alignment, it could be that you are physically out of alignment, or it could be on a spiritual level. Regardless where this disconnect is, now I see it as like, hey, we're not doing something right here. I've talked about this in other videos. I believe that your emotions are a compass. Emotions are actually like the coolest thing. They're a huge blessing because like the gas thingy in your car, your emotions are telling you where you are at with something. They're there to help you. And I really went through this big Abraham Hicks phase where I read one of her books, I believe it's called The Power of Emotions or something like that. And knowing that I've had like ups and downs with my mental health, this really helped me, even in the midst of my darkest times, because I've been able to somewhat separate myself from my emotions and become more of an observer and say, okay, I'm feeling this emotion. I don't know where it's coming from, but instead of becoming this emotion, I'm gonna observe it and try to reflect on why it's happening. Your emotions can be more of a gauge. So if you start to look at your emotions as a way of them screaming at you like, hey, you're headed in the wrong direction, as opposed to just leaning into the emotion, you will see a drastic change in your life. And I want you moving forward, before you react to things, to take a moment to pause, to think about the emotion, observe the emotion before you become the emotion. Just take a second. You'll be surprised how much more zen you will be. Yes, it takes practice, but observe. Become the observer of your emotions. It'll put you back in the driver's seat. So if our emotions are here to tell us what's going on, obviously positive emotions are here to say, hey, this is a good thing. You're headed in the right direction. So what are negative feelings saying? You're going the wrong way, bestie. You're going the wrong way. We need to flip this car around. I see depression as boot camp for the soul. I see it as an opportunity to remember how resilient that you are. And I see it as a time to become more connected with yourself and what's really going on a very deep level with you. It's an opportunity to remember how powerful your mind is, because your mind got you there, so your mind can get you out. And sometimes it feels like it's just happening to us. And like I said, there are many factors that come with depression, and this is not an encompassing statement, but it's a moment for you to remember that your thoughts are carrying you in a direction, and it's either serving you or it's not serving you. So this disconnect that you feel, this depression that you feel, is here to tell you that your thoughts are not in alignment with who you're meant to be. Your thoughts are not serving you. This is okay. Sometimes we feel like our thoughts are just in control, right? But this is a moment to remember that not everything that you think is right, not everything you think is true, and those nasty little thoughts that make you feel bad about yourself and make you think that life isn't worth it. These are all lies, and these are taking you in the wrong direction. The issue with depression is when you're going through it, you don't feel like it's an opportunity. You don't see it as something that can help you. And here's the thing, with depression, you have choices. You will always have choices. You always have free will. You can either let it consume you, or you can put the boots on and strap up. And there is a moment for many people within depression where they get to the bootstrap moment, okay? And sometimes you gotta go really low to get there. But by going to rock bottom, you build the strength to get back up. Go to the mountaintops, my bestie. You build up the momentum because you say enough is enough. And sometimes our soul is trying to just put you through that boot camp so that you can recognize that you have it. Your soul is there to tell you it's time to stop being passive to these feelings and take ownership, get back in the driver's seat, and know that you are in control. Depression is your soul telling you that there needs to be a transformation in your life on some level, whether that's mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. There is an area in your life that's not serving you, and it's time to make a change. So what are you ignoring? What have you been sweeping under the rug? What have you been putting on the back burner? So much so to the point that you don't even realize it is taking a toll on you on a soul level. It's affecting you mentally, physically, because you have been complacent. Sometimes it's easier to just go with the flow rather than make a massive transformation, right? Because change is scary. It is. It's a scary thing, but it's necessary. And there's a point when your soul is going to say enough is enough. You are not on this earth to be mediocre. You are not on this earth to just idly pass by. It's time to take ownership of the things you want to do. It's time to take ownership of the relationships you want to be in or don't want to be in. It's time to actively live your life and stop settling. I think a big thing with depression for many of us is we have settled. We know that we're meant for greater, and for some reason we've convinced ourselves that we just can't do it. We just can't do it. It's too hard. I don't have the resources. I don't know how I'm going to make this happen. I can't do it. And then you co-sign to this idea that that's truth. And your mind, some part of you starts to agree. Why? Because on a much higher subconscious level, there is a part of you that knows that's not true. You are lying to yourself. And the more you lie to yourself, the more there's going to be a disconnect with who you are, the more out of alignment you're going to be. And that is how depression can sneakily show up into your life. For me, that's exactly what happened. I knew that I was meant to be doing something more, to be helping people. And I got caught up in and looking around at how it felt like I was stuck and everybody was just moving. And I was like, why? Why is this happening to me? I started to tell myself, what I'm doing doesn't matter. What I'm doing isn't helping people enough. People just want to see people get ready on TikTok. This does not matter. Nobody wants to talk about the hard stuff anymore. Because I felt like at that time, my work, it didn't matter and that I wasn't appreciated. So this little seed of an idea began to grow and grow and grow in my mind. It became a bigger disconnect. I went from being so confident and happy to make YouTube videos, to make content, to help people. And I saw the comments. I saw that these videos were helping you. But my mind and your mind, to remind you, is just that powerful. That doesn't matter what anyone could tell you. Nobody can reaffirm you enough. It has to come from you. You have to be the one to validate yourself. And because I was focused and distracted by what everybody else was doing in their success, I wasn't even giving myself a chance to grow and become what I wanted to become, because I got in my head and I started to think, none of this even matters. This isn't what people want. What am I doing? And it's those little ideas that just snowball and grow and get bigger. And before you know it, you don't believe in yourself anymore. You don't know who the hell you are. You don't know what you want. And you lose that passion that you have. So that's kind of how it happened for me, where I think one of the hardest things about being an influencer, if I can be honest with you, is that everything I do is public. My metrics are public. My performance is public. So it puts this pressure on you to make everything just A+. And you can do amazing things, and sometimes it just doesn't work out the way you thought it would. So as an influencer, I've had to learn to be very resilient. And because I went through that, what that did was it forced me to become confident in myself again, to know my worth in this industry outside of the numbers, because it's very hard to separate yourself from the numbers when literally to keep my bills paid, to keep a roof over my head, my metrics determine that. So how do I separate myself as the creative to give people amazing content, but not focus too much on the numbers? That's hard. But last year, my soul put me through boot camp about it. And they said, you're going to learn who you are. You're going to learn how powerful you are outside of these numbers. You're going to learn to be your own validation. And I wasn't quite getting the message. It took me a minute. And then the infamous internet drama happened. And at the end of the day, what mattered is what Bria thought about Bria. I know I don't usually go into story times like this, but for this topic specifically, I kind of have to. There was a moment in the midst of all of that internet stuff where people, my DMs were flooded with how people thought of me, the minimal information they had on me. They all wanted to write me essays about who I was as a person. I am so thankful. At the time, it was the most overwhelming situation to experience cancel culture, and it was one of the best things that ever happened to me. So all of this was happening under very odd circumstances where I was not in my right mind anymore, because I wasn't eating, I wasn't sleeping, and I was having people actually harass me. This has never happened to me in my life before, and I've never talked about it, but here we are. So my dad, I call him about 3 a.m, and I was like, yeah, I think this is really getting bad, and I'm scared, and you know, I just feel like this probably isn't for me, because this is wild. And by the way, my dad is like, that's my guy, okay? He's gonna keep it very 100 with me. And he was like, you know what, Bria? You know I would tell you if you were wrong, right? You know I would tell you. And it just kind of takes that one person to kind of hold up the mirror to you like, hey, wake up, bitch. And that was my dad. During that time, I'm so thankful that my loved ones, IRL, okay, rallied behind me. They were here. They were like, girl, no, this is not happening. You are an incredible person. And I needed the reminder, because too much chirping going on, right? But when my dad said, you know I would tell you if you were wrong, right? It kind of just made something click in my head. And it was like, so why don't I believe that though? And it took a while. But after that whole experience where you have people who were completely against you as a person, who know 30 seconds of information about a situation that happened where they weren't even involved, and then you have people chiming in, defending you, and there's this war going on because, hello, welcome to the internet. It's very polarizing. It forced me to learn how to be good with myself and be confident in the things that I say on the internet. And in order for me to grow as a creator and an influencer, the one I want to be for you guys, the value I want to provide for you, I have to be confident. I have to speak with my chest a little bit more. Prior to this occurrence happening, I was walking on eggshells with my content. I was playing it very safe. And I'm not here to play it safe. You're not here to play it safe. You're here to unapologetically lean into your passion and your purpose and be who the fuck you were meant to be. And if that situation didn't happen, I am terrified at who I would still be. And because it put me through this psychological warfare and this depression, it forced me to reconnect with myself, to build trust with myself again. That's why I'm so thankful for such a depressive episode in my life. The depression in my case was more so my ego deflating and saying, okay, here we are. Not everybody's gonna like me. This is really happening. The one thing I feared the most was literally that incident, and it happened. And I think it had to happen because I had to get over the fear. I had a fear of being seen in my own realm. And because of that, it affected my performance. It affected the quality of work I was putting out. And on some soul level, some deep level, there was a part of me who knew I was not stepping into my purpose because I was trying to play it safe and be the girl that everybody likes. And again, I'm not meant to be the girl everybody likes. And now I'm okay with that. So if you're following me here, the depression that I was feeling prior to this internet drama was the first steps in the wake-up call, like, hey sis, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You were given a platform to help people and you're playing it safe because you're scared of what people are gonna say. So I said, okay, I hear that, but I'm not ready. That's too scary. I talked myself down so many times, and finally, it was just the hardest lesson that I could learn. Everything in my life came crashing down, and in the midst of that, I was like, well, this is really it. I cannot recover from this. I will never be able to recover from this. Joke was on me. Not only would I be able to recover from it, I would come out better than I've ever been. So the depression in my case was the whisper that was trying to talk to me and tell me that you were out of alignment in some area of your life. And so from there, I was able to, well, let me put it like this, not by choice, but everything basically collapsed around me because everything at that point in my life, the foundation was not strong. At the same time, there were some very important relationships in my life that took a massive turn. And it was all like in the same week. So the internet thing happens, this major issue with a family member happens. I was like, whoa, what did I say when I said I was open and receptive to how the universe wants to bless me? Because this is wild. Now that I look back at the situation, the fact of the matter was that I had been compromising in my life in so many areas because I was scared. I was scared of what was on the other side of the things that I wanted. I was scared of going to the next level because that meant new responsibilities. What if I'm not capable of those new responsibilities? I was afraid of so much to the point where I made myself depressed. In that depression, I started to neglect areas of my life because that's kind of a symptom of depression. When you get depressed, you start to just not take care of things. I wasn't answering emails. I wasn't paying bills. I was neglecting so many areas of my life and in turn was self-sabotaging myself. I was basically ruining any chance that I had at success because I just wouldn't do the things I needed to do. I just checked out. I completely checked out. I was in the bed every single day. I would get up. I would make myself some breakfast if I was lucky. And then I would get back in bed and I would just think about all the things that weren't going right. And when you focus on something, it only grows. So again, I did not give myself any space to get out of that situation. And it took some crazy events for me to finally pull myself out of that situation and start to get better. So during this time, I was obviously mentally unaligned. I was probably spiritually unaligned too, because I just wasn't listening to my intuition anymore. I was definitely getting physically unaligned. And I think that what I've learned in my case too is that the physical unalignment was just a reflection now of what was going on internally. So yeah, I put on a nice little 15 to 20 pounds, cute. Seriously, nothing wrong with gaining weight, but under the circumstances that I gained it in, absolutely not. I was uncomfortable. I was ashamed because I could not fit in any of my clothes. So therefore, further fueling the depression. Now I'm not leaving the house. Now my confidence is really shot. And it was kind of just like the last piece to everything. And I finally got to a place where I was like, okay, that's enough. But it took all these events to happen to where you get to this rock bottom and you're like, where do we go from here? I don't think we can go any lower, right? And you're given that choice. What do you want to do? And at the time, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I could not see straight. I didn't know who I was anymore. I didn't know what the meaning was anymore. And then I started to have some really scary thoughts that maybe life just wasn't worth it. And so once I got to that point, and I hope you never get to that point, that's when I was like, okay, I need some serious help because this is not like me. I know this isn't like me. At least in that moment, despite how down I was and how dark things were, I still chose to observe the emotion that I was feeling. I said, I'm not that thought, because that thought is, that's crazy. There was a part of me that still remembered the Abraham Hicks saying, observe the emotion, don't become it. And I said, okay, I'm gonna tell my therapist that we need like some kind of intervention here. And to each their own, I was anti-med for so long, y'all. And I think it was one because I was a little bit jaded from birth control, absolutely just destroying my hormones when I came off of it. So I was like, look, I don't wanna be on any medication. But you guys know I did get on medication, and it was actually one of the best decisions I ever made. And in that process, also learned that I had ADHD. And in that process, also learned that not getting diagnosed with ADHD, especially grown women, sometimes shows up as depression. Did not realize until finally getting to the bottom of this that the ADHD symptoms for me played so much into the disconnect that I had with how I worked. My doctor actually explained to me that in women with ADHD, they can go through middle school, elementary school, high school, they can go through school without the symptoms really interfering with their success because there's forced structure. So when you get older and you have to create that structure as an adult and you've never done that before, you start to see your ADHD symptoms, especially if you're self-employed like myself, where every day I have to create my structure and my motivation because I don't have anybody who's going to fire me. I just won't make money. I just won't have a place. I won't be able to do anything if I don't get up and do it. So when I chose to get on the medication, it was much bigger than the medication. It was, I learned something about myself. I learned that I don't think like other people and that it was nothing about me. It was that there's a way that I have to structure my life that maybe other people might not have to, but now I know this about myself and now I can make the proper accommodations. And so I see the depressive episode that I had as a blessing because it was telling me that I was out of alignment. At the time, it probably was just like a mental unalignment, but it spiraled into something bigger because I kept neglecting it. I kept disregarding it. I kept saying, you know, Bria, you're just gaslighting the hell out of myself here. You're being lazy. Da 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 da. Meanwhile, it was ADHD, girl. Girl. Mm-mm. The medicine that I got on actually helped me with both. Now to each their own. I don't care if you're pro medicine or not. This is not the discussion to be having it because you have to do what's best for you. But I will say this, if you're against medication, look at it this way. I had someone use this reference where they said, if you broke your arm, would you just refuse the medication? Would you refuse the cast and just say, I'll walk it off or I'll get better? No. If you broke something, you would probably listen to what the doctor was trying to give you. Take the medication to get yourself back on track. And that's what medication can be, okay? And for me, that's exactly what it was. I was in a hole and basically was looking at the medication as, I need a ladder right now. I need to get back on the surface because I am nowhere near the surface right now. And medication for me was that ladder. So I'm now back on the surface. And when I was able to get back on the surface, I needed to reconstruct myself entirely because who I was prior to that, I don't know her. And I had never been her until last year. But I saw what my mind was capable of. And I'm just really thankful I learned the lesson, to be honest with you. Depression came in my life to clean shit up. Okay. What do they say about storms? Storms don't necessarily cause destruction. They're here to clear your path. That's how I view depression. It was the teacher I never asked for that just wanted the best for me and knew I was capable. That's how I view depression. And I hope that that brings a little bit of light to you. If you feel like depression is just curb stomping you and yanking your edges right now, one day, maybe not today, you will understand why the pain was necessary for you to evolve. It's here to make you better. It's not here to take you out. But you've got to remember that. You do have a choice. You can overcome it. Literally go back on my channel a year ago and see where I was at. I recorded it because I knew I was going to have receipts one day when we came out of this. I've been new. There was always a little part of me that knew I would come out of it. This wasn't me. This was a season in my life, and it's a season in your life if you're going through the same thing. It is not who you are. Once I was able to get back on the surface, I had to create that change, like I was saying. And that's when I really had to figure out how to create lasting change, sustainable change within myself, and stop going in circles. Stop starting something, kind of changing, going back to my old ways. I was done. I was like, no, I'm changing, and I'm for real about it. Now, I have a guide that's on everything about how to actually create sustainable change and change for good, not just this temporary shit. But if you'd like that guide, it'll be in the description there to help you. It is truly something outside of things that I've ever heard in terms of changing. I feel like when it comes to change, like for example, with diets, people want to sell you the quick fix. They don't want to get to the root of your issues. And the guide that I have is going to get to the root. Okay, we don't fuck around. And you know this. But anyways, depression is there to help you. And I know that's a wacky take, but just think about it. Sit with it. You don't have to co-sign it right now. I get it if it's too much, but one day you might understand it. Anyways, I know this was a little bit left today and more so a story time than anything, but I hope this helps someone because I've been there and I want you to know that it's not going to be here forever. It won't. I promise you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. I'll see you next week. Leave a comment, leave a like if you enjoyed today's little bit. And if you're listening on the Because I Love You podcast, rate us 5 stars. It really helps us out. And share this episode to your story. Love you guys.